let's talk about another deal of a kind here, and that has to do with Harley Davidson. The company has agreed to spin out its electric motorcycle division. LiveWire is what it's called. It's going to merge with the SPAC for about $1.77 billion. The SPAC is called AEA Bridges Impact Corp. And what's interesting about this, Brian, and I know you've covered this more closely than I, but, you know, there was some excitement when Hogg came out with these electric bikes, right? And now it's getting rid of them. Is it a sign that that division was working well or not working so well?
I have lots of thoughts on this, but unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time for me to share them. But I have, I like this deal, but there is an interesting aspect to it. So your Harley Davidson is essentially joining forces with Kymco, a Taiwanese bike manufacturer. So it is a little strange to see an iconic American company join forces with Kymco to essentially help produce its electric motorcycle. So there's that aspect here. For just from a pure numbers standpoint here, this does make sense. This will help, I think, alleviate a lot of the costs that Harley Davidson has been incurring over the past about 3 years since LiveWire was initially introduced, that electric bike that you're seeing up there on the screen. Very, very fast bike, not for everyone, of course. But again, it helps alleviate some of those costs on the balance sheet, pull off those costs, and Harley Davidson could focus, I think, a little bit more on staying true to its DNA, which for the foreseeable future might just be making a gas-powered old-school Harley-Davidson motorcycles. But I understand why the stock is up here. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, though, you know, given it's just interesting the trajectory and the plan that we have seen for the vehicle makers versus Harley-Davidson here, right? And say if you compare it with Ford, for example, and what it talked about in terms of the orders for the Lightning, right, the electric version of its F-150 versus what we're seeing here. It's also interesting that contrast, right?
It is. And if you follow the Harley Davidson story the past, really the year, past year under new CEO Jochen Zeitz, I think he's been leading up to this event. They siloed off LiveWire a couple months ago. Jochen, keep in mind, was a chair of Harley Davidson, was appointed CEO, I believe, in early 2020. So I think he's been leading up to this development. And it comes a time where you're seeing valuation multiples on electric vehicles, electric companies really skyrocket. Of course, you have Tesla, you have the likes of Lucid, you have Zero, an electric motorcycle maker out there. They've had success raising a good bit of cash. So again, I think it's a potentially well-timed transaction for the company, but still, it's tough to see this iconic American company teaming up with a Taiwan company to make what it looks to be the future of electric motorcycles.
Yeah, well, we'll see what kind of demand and what kind of maybe what kind of technical expertise they get from that company as well.